Over the weekend, the ground froze as temperatures dropped into the low 20s in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. This is where the Childs family planted orchards more than 100 years ago. Back then, Cynthia Childs says you could expect peaches in mid-June. But now, it's hard to say.
This year, we're 2 weeks ahead of last year, and last year was 2 weeks ahead of normal. The trees basically have gotten confused. It's been in the 70s and 80s. That means it's time to bloom and time to make fruit.
And then, as happened last weekend, a freeze hits overnight.
Some of the little peaches will turn black right away if they've really gotten zapped. But some of them will present like they're still alive, and in another couple of weeks, we'll start to see them fall off. So it's actually several weeks before we can make a really good assessment.
Cynthia Childs says the orchard can withstand the loss of some blossoms.
In a normal year, after the trees have all bloomed, we have to thin a big percentage of them off the trees so that the ones that do go will get some size to them. Otherwise, the trees couldn't support all the blooms.
Still, Childs is pulling out all the stops to protect its fruit. There are, for example, a few giant fans mounted between the trees.
If the wind's blowing, we can't use those. And if the wind's blowing, that's good because the ice can't settle on the tree as easily. But when it's really still, we can run those machines and it can raise the temperature sometimes 2 or 3 degrees, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you're borderline between freezing and not freezing, it can make a huge difference.
And ground level irrigation can also protect the blooms above from temperatures below 32 degrees.
First of all, the water that's being pumped is warmer than the air temperature, so just the water being there will give off a little bit of heat. And then as the water freezes, that chemical process gives off some BTUs, so we're creating the heat underneath the tree and letting it rise up.
The farm has covered its strawberries with plastic to protect them from the cold, but as those plants mature, Cynthia Childs says they may have to spray water from above.
You're kind of doing the igloo effect. You're encapsulating them in ice, and they actually stay warm under the ice.
These tactics provide a sense of control and hope. But in the age of climate change, Childs sometimes resorts to an old-fashioned approach to farming.
We decided there's no normal anymore. We do what we can, and then we sit back and hope and pray, and it's all you can do.
In Crozet, I'm Sandy Houseman.